U.S. beef, pork, and lamb exports destined for Canada generally move across the border without difficulty, but there is always room for further improvement, and U.S. Meat Export Federation Technical Services Manager Cheyenne McIndaffer is part of an industry team working to further smooth the export process. She has more details in this USMEF report.
Obviously, our northern and southern border neighbors are both critically important to beef and pork exporters. Canada is a stable market. We have very few technical issues. We have access for all products, and so product flows easily across the border for the most part, which is great. But since we have so much volume going over, we continue to work on some of the more nuisance items that we have, like differences in labeling, differences in cut nomenclature, border issues sometimes with micro testing. So we'd like to mitigate as many of those as possible to just make things easier for our exporters.
The next step is to work with the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service and the Canadian Food Inspection Agency to implement these proposed changes.
So we started out by getting feedback from our exporters on the labeling complaints that they had, heart trimming requirements, some of these smaller technical issues or discrepancies between the two countries. And if you look at the export requirements for Canada exporting to the U.S. and vice versa, they're very long and onerous. And so the thought is Canada and the U.S. both have a very high food safety system. So surely we can harmonize some of these requirements between the two of us. So we're working with the North American Meat Institute and other trade associations to put together feedback on the export requirements from both sides. And our hope is that FSIS and CFIA will take that and we can see, hey, where do we match, where can we move things, and where can we meet in the middle.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.